May the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in your sight, O God, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. And God saw that it was good. Well, not if he was a Welsh rugby fan, he wouldn't. But seriously, Genesis 1 is a fantastic start to the Bible. The first chapter is a real page turner. It whets the appetite for everything that will follow. God creates from nothing. God creates. He creates an infinite universe of infinite possibilities, and within that a system where life in all its extreme diversity can be sustained. And it is good. And then in verse 26 we get the words, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." All mankind, all people, that is you and me, we are created in God's image, and we are created to be custodians of the goodness of his creation. God has given us a responsibility to be good stewards of the planet that we share with all living beings. It frustrates me so much the way so much money is spent exploring if life is sustainable on other planets, when life is sustainable on this beautiful earth that we share with one another. Why are so many millions spent exploring that when we can't even provide fresh water for everybody in this planet? It makes no sense to me at all. But it does, when we call to be good stewards of this earth, this world, it does not mean that we can simply do whatever we want with it. We are stewards of God's creation. The world belongs to him, not to us. It is his, and we are looking after it. How can we show we really care for creation? Are we really worried about it? Before I start answering that, I just want to share with you something else. Something that God has given us in his image, and something that makes us unique in his creation, is our spirituality. In its broadest sense, spirituality means having a sense of and a connection with something bigger than ourselves, and involves a search for meaning. When I talk to the children at St. Martin's School about spirituality, I adopt a tool recommended by the diocese. It is called Windows, Mirrors, Doors. And I love it because it gives a model, a structure to something that may seem rather ethereal and otherworldly. So what is Windows, Mirrors, Doors? Windows is about looking out and seeing things. With regard to creation, it is looking at the wonderful scenery surrounding us, the glorious snow moons that we have had this week, the sun and the rain, the seas and the mountains, creatures of land, sea and sky. Mirrors is about reflecting back on what these things mean to us, to me. How do they shape me? How do they shape my thoughts? And how do they shape me in my life with Christ? Mirrors is about reflecting what we can see of our world around us and providing a context to it. In this particular case, thinking about how our stewardship of the planet chimes in, or doesn't, with Genesis 1. And then I think about what my response is. And then doors. Doors is simply getting out and actually doing something. It is not enough as a Christian, as someone who believes we are created in the image of God, a unique spiritual species with the ability to pray and worship God, to stop at windows or at mirrors. We are to go out to do God's work, to go out through the door. So, to go back, should we be worried about our planet that was made good? We look out of the window and we see the devastating effect that climate change is having on the world, with failing harvests and species becoming extinct. We hold a mirror and we look for a biblical response, which we get in this passage from Genesis today. God saw that it was good. It is worryingly prophetic, the tense this verse is written in. God saw that it was good. And when humans got involved, it all started going wrong. And then doors. What is our response going to be? Here at St. Martin's, we're committed to becoming an eco-church. That means we look at the way we use energy. We look at how we use our resources. We think about the chemicals we use to clean. There are so many things that we can do and need to do, both in church and at home. The story of creation involves the number seven. Seven is a prime number and has huge mystical and spiritual connections in the ancient world. Hence why Genesis plants the creation over a 7-day period. So, I'm going to give you seven R's that we as a church can commit to, and you as individuals at home can commit to as well. You may already be doing all these things already. First one, recycle. Give things to a charity shop or friends or recycling centres. Repair. Don't throw stuff away. Try and repair it. Replenish. Some fish species are close to extinction. Some resources are being depleted. We can choose food that is farmed responsibly. Reuse. Reuse things. Don't just throw them away. Rechargeable. Try buying rechargeable batteries, not disposable ones. Renewable. Switch to renewable energy sources like solar, wind, or tidal power, or investigate using a green energy tariff. And finally, rest. Learn to take a Sabbath rest in order to give you time for reflection and recharging your own batteries. So then, here are seven things we may like to commit to. Seven ways of making a difference. I've written them all out on the back of this flyer here, along with the spirituality model of windows, mirrors, doors. This week, make sure you take this home with you. And this week, use the system of windows, mirrors, doors. Think about these as you look around, as you look at the news and discover what is happening in the world. Read Genesis 1 again and ask yourself, what is it saying to you? And then think about what you can do. Even if it is a tiny thing, don't be put off it. Do it. Eco Church is run by a charity called Aroca, and in their pamphlet they have these words. Finally, let's remind ourselves of some words from the most familiar Christian prayer of all. When Jesus asks us to pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, this is a call to prayer and a call to worship or action. It is a call to envisage the earthing of heaven, God's kingdom rule, beginning to take place here, not just in our churches, not just in our human societies, but on earth, throughout the whole of creation. In Genesis 1, we have, "And God saw that it was good." Let us look out together. Let us reflect and pray together. And let us work together to make it good again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us to know and love you. Help us to be wise stewards of your beautiful world. Enable us to be channels of your love and care for all the people and all the creatures on earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.